Welcome back to the discussion episode for the story, God, Why All This Misery?
A quick recap, Moses leaves his father-in-law Jethro, packs up his family, and takes them back to Israel. Aaron, Moses' brother, shares Moses' story of God and the burning bush. Moses performs miraculous signs and convinces the Israelite leaders of the desire that God has to rescue and free the Israelite people. Aaron and Moses ask Pharaoh relentlessly to let the Israelites go into the wilderness and worship God. Pharaoh gets angry and demands the Israelite slaves to continue making all of the bricks for building, and in the same numbers, even though he is no longer providing them with straw, a key ingredient. This was an impossible task and caused the Israelite foremen to be whipped and beaten for missing the quota. Moses confronts God and asks him, why has he done nothing to rescue the people? I mean, things seemingly started out so good, so promising, and eventually Moses and the people of Israel are worse off than before.
Well done with the recap.
All in one breath.
Just one breath. All right, let's get into our questions. First one, tell each other an experience when you thought something would go well, but it went poorly. It could be funny, or it could be serious.
Orange juice and cereal.
That's gross. All right, hit pause and discuss.
Question number two. Moses went to God with his frustration and his anger and his confusion. He was upset that God had done nothing. What can we learn from Moses' response to God? Hit pause and discuss.
Question number three. People are in crisis when God seems to be missing in action. It is hard to make sense of everything going on. Describe a time when you struggled to make sense of God's inaction or to the misery in the world around you. Hit pause and discuss.
Now, the topic for today was heavy, but it's good and important to acknowledge. I encourage you all to take some time for the growth tip. You know, particularly if you're currently unsure or struggling with knowing the presence of God and where He is in all of the misery.
Hey, you guys are amazing. We love you so much. The best way to grow closer to Jesus is with others. So know that we are praying for you, and be sure to take some time to pray for one another at the end.
Until next time, you guys have an amazing week.